It was a beautiful evening, balmy and windless. The sea resembled a sheet of hammered bronze. A dozen small fishing boats were homeward bound, shadowed by screeching gulls. Light winked off soldiers' helmets on the coastal road. In the western sky, the mountains of Bruttium were dark shadows against the slow-sinking golden orb of the sun. Northeastward, somewhere in the heat haze, lay the great city of Tarentum. Further out on the water, a squadron of Roman triremes beat a passage across the great square-edged bay that cut deep into Italia's southern shores. The ships were in two lines of five, and the front central vessel was commanded by the Admiral Publius Valerius Flaccus. He was in no hurry. The three-day patrol, as far as the town of Locri and back again, had been uneventful, and they would reach their home port of Tarentum by sunset. Flaccus had decided that writing his report and other such duties could wait until the morrow. After a bath and a change of clothes, he was looking forward to an evening in the company of his mistress, the widow of a nobleman who had fallen at Cannae. Flaccus was a short, determined individual. A fleshy jowl and receding hair took nothing away from his commanding presence, which was accentuated by a pair of bright blue eyes. It was these last, he was sure, together with his high rank and city graces, that had seen the widow succumb to his advances. Tarentum was no backwater, but those from Rome had a more cultured air. Flaccus knew how to milk that invisible superiority to the last drop. It had worked on his mistress-to-be the first time they'd met, at a recent feast to honour his arrival in the city. His lips twitched. He had bedded her the same night. Just the right type of plump. She had soft, perfumed skin and remarkably pert breasts. Her bedroom tastes, wide-ranging and insatiable, were an endless source of surprise and pleasure. Flaccus reined in his imagination. Like his officers, he sported a short tunic at sea, rather than the cumbersome toga of his rank. From his position close to the steersman, he had a view along the length of the ship. A central walkway connected the bow to the stern. To either side, three banks of oarsmen sat on benches, their bodies and outstretched arms moving back and forth in perpetual rhythm. At the front, a flautist played, his melody setting the beat. The oar masters, standing every 25 paces along the walkway, wrapped their metal-shod staffs on the planking in time to the tune. Currently, the slow cruise. It commanded a steady speed that the rowers could keep up for hours. It excited Flaccus to think that with a single word, he could have the entire squadron move to ramming speed. He had done so before, during training exercises, and by the gods, it stirred the blood. It would feel different when closing with an enemy fleet, of course, thrilling and terrifying at the same time. Quite how frightening, Flaccus had no idea, but imagining a ram's ridged bronze snout punching through his ship's hull was enough to make his belly tighten. Sinking to a watery grave was not how he wanted to end his life, nor was being sucked under by a passing vessel or being speared in the sea by the foe. Sending a Carthaginian ship to the bottom, now that was an appealing thought. So too was running down the side of an enemy trireme, shearing away oars and turning the vessel into a useless hulk to be boarded at one's leisure.